So my family values being tough. There's many stories. There's lots of stories. One particular story that stands out for me is we were going on a camping trip. I was in middle school. I was carrying a rucksack with my dad. And my dad taught me to say over and over again, because I was feeling tired, I was feeling drained, I was starting to complain. He said, I want you to stop complaining. I want you to dig deep, and I want you to repeat over and over again, pain is weakness leaving my body, and I am not weak at all. So I did that over and over again. And there was lessons like that that stuck with me. And I'll be honest with you, one of the reasons why I fell away from the faith between the age of 17 and 23 is I didn't think the Catholic religion was a serious religion. I thought it was kind of touchy-feely. It lacked a lot of depth. When I went off to college, I encountered postmodernism, feminism, different thoughts that seemed so much more intellectual, so much more demanding. I read stories of, you know, East Asian monks and things like this, whereas the Catholic Church seemed touchy-feely and about comfort. And there had been a change since Vatican II, and we'd gotten rid of all the disciplines. I'm not exactly sure what I felt, but I didn't take the Catholic faith seriously. When I came back to the faith when I was 23, I felt like I had been robbed. I started reading about St. Anthony of the Desert, St. John of the Cross, the great saints. I said, that's what I want to be with. And for about 10 to 15 years to this day, but especially in seminary, I dedicated my waking hours with that discipline my father had instilled in me, in solitude, in prayer, to fasting, penance, all of those spiritual disciplines with which the saints of old strove for holiness. And guess what? I often fell short of the ideals I set for myself. But day in and day out, I was motivated by this desire for what the saints had, that happiness, that contemplation that they talked about, that intimacy with Jesus Christ. And then in that solitude, I discovered the pearl of great price. And that was when my desire to share it with the world really started to become strong and it started to form it. I don't want to just share with you good feelings or positive thinking. I don't want to just motivate you to be a better person. My desire is to motivate people to be saints, to learn to dig deep. The reality is, when we look at today's first reading, and we look at today's gospel, our religion is not for the faint of heart. Our religion is one of discipline and prayer. This time of penance and fasting, we are called to take it seriously, to dig deep, because to love like Jesus Christ is not just about maximizing positive thinking. It's not just about, you know, putting on a good smile or doing the bare minimums. If we're going to dig deep, we have to live in imitation of Jesus Christ, who went into the desert for 40 days, symbolizing the journey that ancient Israel went. And ancient Israel, we know, but see, the funny thing is we know that it's precisely through suffering, it's precisely through trials and digging deep that the best things in life are discovered. Who would celebrate a championship where they didn't have to practice, where they didn't have to have discipline? Who would celebrate a career that came easy? We know that's when we dig deep, that it's when life is precisely worth living. So what I want to motivate people to is not just to embrace good ideas, but to habits of holiness. Daily prayer, daily reading of the scripture, daily looking inside. And what we find in that interior journey is we find the devil is waiting for us there. He's waiting for us there to knock us off course, to tempt us, to try to bring us down, to try to make us a slave. And what we give in through Jesus Christ, through confession, through the rosary, through opening avenues of grace, we are given victory. That's what I want to give people. I want to motivate people every day to embrace the victory of Jesus Christ and to put in the work every day. So my whole hope with this is to motivate you. We're in the beginning of Lent. I know a few people are already talking about how they've gone a little bit off course with penance. That's totally fine. Get back up. It's like athletics. It's like whatever. We have a bad quarter. Get back in the game. Maybe you're on cruise control and you haven't really thought about your penances. Think about something. Extend yourself this Lent. Every Lent, seeking to grow, seeking to go a little bit deeper. And what I can tell you is when you embrace those habits of holiness, fasting, penance, regular prayer, all of those things will start to take hold. And what we'll do is we'll conquer the devil. We'll unleash love. And we'll be like Jesus Christ on the cross. That though there may be suffering in our life, may there may be struggles, we'll be able to dig deep, and we'll be able to forgive, we'll be able to love, we'll be able to do all those things that Christ did, because we will live in imitation of him, and we will be like the saints of old. Amen.